is Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. Well, today I'm recording this program 2 weeks since I attended the National Plowing Championships in Ireland. My colleagues at UCB Ireland invited me to join them as part of an evangelistic outreach in conjunction with Faith Mission. When I first heard that we were going to the Plowing Championships, I had no idea what to expect. I was shocked by the numbers of people who came great distances to be there and by the magnitude of vendors, food, entertainment, and mud. Fortunately for me, I had thought to bring some boots for the occasion in my luggage from the United States. UCB and Faith Mission were there for one simple purpose, to share the love of Jesus. And they did so magnificently as they gave away countless cups of free tea and coffee, offered balloons and face painting to the children, and conversation, prayer, and Christian literature to anyone who desired it. I was there to perform and minister through music. As I sang and played, people came and went, listening for a moment and then moving on. All we were doing was like tossing seeds into the wind. There was no way to measure the impact of our efforts on the hearts of those who received a cup of tea or comfort through the music or prayer. And it occurred to me that this type of ministry, where there's no reward and no recognition, must be so precious to God. Like the farmers who were competing that day, we too were plowing the fields, not physical soil, but plowing hearts. Who knows what prayers or acts of kindness can do to soften a heart towards God? The love of God expressed through us may have been preparing someone to receive the seed of God's word in a way we will never know. Blessed is the one who reaps the harvest, but what joy it is to simply be those who are preparing the soil and sowing the seeds of God's love. I've thought a lot about plowing since that day. Prayer is like our spiritual plowing. Sometimes we see the answers, and sometimes we may not see the answer in our lifetimes. For those listening who have loved ones who don't yet know Jesus, keep plowing. For those who are waiting for a miracle in some area of their lives, keep plowing. Do we give up hope because we don't see the answer? No. There's reward when we get the answers we're hoping for, but there is greater reward when we believe for things we can only see by faith. Hebrews chapter 11 tells of many heroes of faith in the Bible who gave their lives for promises of God that they didn't get to see in their lifetimes. Hebrews 11, beginning in verse 13, says, "All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on the earth." Continuing in verse 16, "Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them." So we too live as those who plow the ground here on earth, preparing the soil of hearts through our love and through our prayers, sharing the Lord's joy as we wait for him to bring the harvest in his way and his time. In my life, there are many situations and people that I'm still praying for, answers that I've been longing for by faith for years. It's hard at times to keep praying and keep believing, but I know that in my own strength, I cannot make anything happen. My job is to simply keep loving, keep hoping, and keep praying. Let's pray together. Father, you see the areas of our lives and our world that are not yet fruitful. Give us faith to see the harvest of your kingdom. Give us courage to keep plowing the ground of men's hearts through prayer and sowing the seed of your word, even if we don't get to taste the reward of our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. For those who are waiting for answers to prayer today, don't give up hope. Keep your eyes on Jesus and trust him. God sees your faith, and he has prepared a city for you. Thanks for listening today, and I hope you can tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.